This week, Palestinian prisoners ended a mass hunger strike that was aimed at improving their conditions in Israeli prisons. The prisoners struck a deal with the Israeli authorities, and their success has many Palestinians touting the use of nonviolent resistance. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was in Ramallah, and she filed this report.
Palestinians were out in force this week marking what they call the Nakba, or Great Catastrophe, of the founding of the State of Israel. It's traditionally a day of mourning in the territories where women wear black to mark the destruction of Palestinian villages, the loss of property, and the Great Exodus that created a vast refugee population in the region. But in Ramallah, at the official commemoration, one group of women were celebrating. Imtiaz Mazmi holds up a picture of her son Alaa. He's in administrative detention, Israel's practice of holding Palestinians indefinitely without charge or legal recourse. He also took part in the hunger strike. She and the other families standing near her welcomed the deal that ended the strike.
They use their empty stomachs as a tactic. They use their strong will as a tactic. All these peaceful means have also empowered us to have a high morale.
Palestinian resistance to the Israeli occupation has frequently been marked by violence and armed insurrection. The Second Intifada, or Palestinian Uprising, saw a horrific spate of suicide bombings that targeted Israeli civilians. Rocket attacks coming from the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip are still a common occurrence. But many Palestinian leaders and activists are now pushing nonviolent resistance as the way forward, and they're pointing to the success of the prisoners' hunger strike as an example of how it gets results. Imtiaz says many Palestinians are tired of losing their sons and husbands to violence.
I don't
think armed resistance brought us any kind of result.
The Arab Spring has also inspired a new generation of Palestinian youths like Imtiaz's son Ahmed, who's 16. He says, we can put our struggle on Facebook, on Twitter. I think now, after what we've seen in the Arab Spring, we realize the peaceful way is the best way. The whole world will see what we are doing, Ahmed says. And that's something that Palestinian leaders want as they increasingly take their case to the international community. Senior Palestinian official Hanan Ashrawi.
We need the moral high ground. When you engage the rest of the world in human terms and nonviolent terms, people listen.
Needless to say, this is a narrative the Israeli government fundamentally disputes. It points to continued attempted Palestinian terror attacks against civilian targets as proof that nothing has changed. It refers to the weekly protests in the occupied West Bank against the barrier that Israel built as riots. It has arrested multiple activists engaged in organizing and mobilizing the population there because it says they are inciting violence. There is no doubt that there are divisions in Palestinian society on the best way to achieve their goal of an independent Palestinian state. On the same day as the peaceful Nakba commemoration, there were several skirmishes between Palestinian youths lobbing rocks and Israeli security forces firing rubber bullets. For the mostly young people at the confrontation, throwing stones at the security forces is a cherished right, and many here said that peaceful resistance alone won't get them what they want. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.
Shira Frankel in Jerusalem contributed to that report.